Lesson 73, Alma chapter 6 through 7. Introduction. After setting the church in order in Zarahemla, Alma went to the city of Gideon. He found the people there to be more faithful than those in Zarahemla had been. Therefore, his message in Gideon was different from his message in Zarahemla. He encouraged the people to continually rely on the Lord and seek to apply his atonement in their lives. He testified that the Savior would take upon himself death and our sins, and that he would also take upon himself our pains, afflictions, sicknesses, and infirmities, that he might know how to help us. Note: Teach from the Scriptures. In their efforts to be prepared, some gospel teachers draw upon sources outside the Scriptures. While some additional resources, such as this manual, may be helpful to you, focus on teaching directly from the Book of Mormon text itself. This will allow the Holy Ghost to bear witness to your students regarding the truthfulness of the Scriptures and the value of studying them. Suggestions for teaching. Alma 6. Alma sets in order the church in Zarahemla and goes to preach in Gideon. Before the lesson, invite a student to prepare to briefly share with the class some ways he or she has felt blessed for his or her efforts to attend church. To begin the lesson, ask the student to come to the front of the class and share the thoughts he or she has prepared. You might also share how you have been blessed through church attendance. Introduce Alma 6 by explaining that this chapter teaches how Alma and other priesthood leaders strengthened the church in Zarahemla. Invite a student to read Alma chapter 6, verses 4 through 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what members of the church in Zarahemla did for those who did not know God. Invite students to report what they learn. Write the following truth on the board: the church is established for the welfare of all people. To help students think about how this truth can influence their lives, ask, how do you think the church today can bless those who do not know God? Invite students to think of someone who needs to know God better. This person may be a member of the church or a member of another faith. Testify of the blessings we receive because we are members of the church, and encourage students to invite others to share in those blessings. Alma chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. Alma prophesies of the coming of Jesus Christ. Divide the class into pairs. Ask each pair to discuss their answers to the following question: what are some future events that you are excited about? After the pairs have had time to discuss their answers to this question, ask a few students to share their responses with the entire class. Then explain that after Alma set the church in order in Zarahemla, he went to the city of Gideon. He told the people there that of all things to come in the future ages, one thing was of more importance than they all. He taught principles that would help the people prepare for the blessings that would come because of this future event. Invite a student to read Alma chapter 7, verses 3 through 6 aloud. Ask the class to look for the hopes Alma had concerning the people in Gideon. Then invite another student to read Alma chapter 7, verses 18 and 19 aloud. Ask students to describe what Alma learned by inspiration about the people of Gideon. Invite students to read Alma chapter 7, verses 7 and 9 through 10 silently, looking for the event Alma felt was most important for the people to know about. According to Alma, what was the, quote, one thing that was of more importance, unquote, than anything else that was to come? Why do you think the coming of the Savior is the most important event of all time? Why do you think Alma would tell the people who already believed and had strong faith that they needed to repent? Explain that Alma then taught why the coming of Jesus Christ was the most important event in all of human history. Ask a few students to take turns reading aloud from Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. Invite the rest of the class to follow along and identify what the Savior took upon himself for us. You may need to explain that succor means to give relief or to go to someone's aid. Note: Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 13 is a scripture mastery passage. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. As was mentioned, point out that Alma chapter 7 verses 11 through 13 is a scripture mastery passage. You might want to suggest that students mark this passage in a distinctive way so they will be able to find it easily. List students' answers as headings across the top of the board. Answers may include pains, afflictions, temptations, sicknesses, death, infirmities, weaknesses or inabilities, and sins. You may want to suggest that students mark the phrase, "of every kind," in Alma chapter 7, verse 11. Ask them to name examples of each condition written on the board. As students give examples, write them underneath the corresponding headings. For example, cancer might be listed under sicknesses, and physical disabilities could be listed under infirmities. Invite a student to read the following statement by Elder Bruce C. Hafen of the 70. Quote, "The atonement is not just for sinners," end quote. You may want to write this statement on the board and suggest that students write it in their scriptures next to Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. Based on what you have read in Alma 7, 11 through 13, what do you think Elder Hafen meant when he said that the atonement is not just for sinners? Write the following truth on the board. Jesus Christ suffered to save us from sin and death and to help us through the challenges of mortality. To help students further understand how they can rely on the Savior's atonement, read the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "Are you battling a demon of addiction? Tobacco or drugs or gambling? Or the pernicious contemporary plague of pornography? Are you confused with gender identity or searching for self-esteem? Do you or someone you love face disease or depression or death? Whatever other steps you may need to take to resolve these concerns, come first to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Trust in heaven's promises. This reliance upon the merciful nature of God is at the very center of the gospel Christ taught. I testify that the Savior's atonement lifts us from not only the burden of our sins, but also the burden of our disappointments and sorrows, our heartaches, and our despair. From the beginning, trust in such help was to give us both a reason and a way to improve, an incentive to lay down our burdens and take up our salvation." End quote. How can an understanding of Alma 7, 11 through 13 help us when we face challenges? To illustrate some ways we can receive help and strength through the atonement of Jesus Christ, read the following situations. After reading each one, ask students to explain how Jesus Christ, through His atonement, can help a person facing such a challenge. Number 1. A young woman was in an automobile accident that left her legs paralyzed. Number 2. A young man is ashamed of some bad choices he has made. He feels depressed and worthless. Number 3. A young man's father recently passed away, and the young man has moved to a new town with his mother. He feels sad and lonely, and he can't see how anything will ever be right again. Share your testimony of the power of the atonement and the extent of its reach. Then give students a few minutes to respond in notebooks or scripture study journals to one of the following questions. You may want to write these questions on the board before class, prepare a handout with the questions, or read the questions slowly so students can write them. When has the atonement helped you or someone you know in one of the ways mentioned in Alma 7, 11 through 13? What will you do to rely on the atonement as you face challenges? Invite a few students to share with the class what they have written. Remind them that they do not need to share anything that is too personal or private. Alma chapter 7, verses 14 through 27. Alma encourages the people to continue along the path to the kingdom of God. To remind students how Alma described the spiritual condition of the people in Gideon, invite one of them to read Alma chapter 7, verse 19 aloud. Emphasize that the people were in the path which leads to the kingdom of God. Explain that Alma wanted them to stay on that path. To help students see that by living the principles of the gospel, we follow the path to the kingdom of God, draw a path across the board. At the beginning of the path, write mortality. At the end of the path, write kingdom of God. Divide the class into two groups. Invite one group to study Alma 7, verses 14 through 16, and the other group to study Alma chapter 7, verses 22 through 24. Ask the groups to look for what we need to do and what we need to be in order to follow the path leading to the kingdom of God. After students have had enough time to read, invite a few of them to come to the board. Ask them to write along the path the actions and attributes they found that lead to God's kingdom. You might consider asking students what some of the actions or attributes along the path mean to them. You might also ask them to think about how they can follow this path in their lives. Testify that when we live faithfully, we are in the path which leads to the kingdom of God. Scripture Mastery, Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. Because Alma chapter 7, 11 through 13 is a long Scripture Mastery passage, it may be difficult for students to memorize. Yet Alma's language contains specific words that can help students remember throughout their lives the power and extensive reach of the atonement. To help them memorize these key words, write the text of Alma 7, 11 through 13 on the board before class, substituting spaces for the following key words whenever they appear: pains, afflictions, temptations, sicknesses, death, infirmities, sins, transgressions. For example, your writing of Alma 7, 11 would begin like this: He shall go forth suffering, blank, and blank, and blank, of every kind. As you read Alma 7, verses 11 through 13 aloud as a class, have students supply the missing words. After you have done this a few times, ask students if they can write on a separate piece of paper the words indicating what the Savior took upon Himself for them. Invite students to always remember what Jesus Christ has done for them, so that when they experience challenges, they can have greater faith in the power of His deliverance. Note, you may want to take a few minutes at the beginning of your next class to see if students can still remember these key words regarding the infinite reach of the Savior's atonement.